Have you ever failed? Of course you have. We all have. But was it an intelligent failure? Lives and careers are filled with mistakes, but learning from them and avoiding the worst kinds is something we could all be doing better. Here to help is Amy Edmondson, author of the new book, Right Kind of Wrong, The Science of Failing Well. Amy is a professor of leadership and management at the Harvard Business School. She's the author of 7 books and more than 75 articles and case studies, and her research on psychological safety is widely cited. Our curator, Adam Grant, says of Right Kind of Wrong, if everyone internalized the ideas in this important book, we would all be safer, smarter, and more successful. Here's Amy with 5 of those big ideas.
My name is Amy Edmondson. I'm a professor at Harvard Business School. I study and teach people about leadership, teamwork, and innovation. The question that keeps me up at night is how people and organizations can thrive in an increasingly uncertain and challenging world. I'm particularly interested in how so many of our human instincts are at odds with what we need to do to reach our long-term goals and ambitions, our ambitions for accomplishment, adventure, and even love. I'm going to share with you 5 of the key insights from my book, Right Kind of Wrong, The Science of Failing Well. Insight number 1, all failure is not alike. Yes, some failures are indeed bad, and they can and should be prevented as often as possible. But some failures are genuinely good because they bring valuable new knowledge that couldn't be gleaned any other way. I call these intelligent failures. No, that's not an oxymoron. A failure is intelligent when it occurs in new territory, in pursuit of a goal, whether finding a life partner or making a scientific breakthrough. Also, you had good reason to think what you tried might have worked. And finally, the experiment was appropriately small so as not to incur undue financial, reputational, or safety risks. Intelligent failures are the right kind of wrong. They bring the keys to innovation, adventure, and great success in almost every field. Insight number 2. Mistakes and failures are not synonymous. While reducing mistakes in your life and work is a worthy ambition, avoiding failure is not. This is not because mistakes are smaller than failures. It's because mistakes can be avoided with vigilance and care. There are readily available best practices for doing just that at home and at work. Mistakes, by definition, are the unintended deviations from pre-specified standards, procedures, rules, or policies. And with vigilance, training, and teamwork, mistakes can be reduced to near zero in the contexts where excellence matters most. In contrast, failure is an outcome that deviates from a desired result, whether that be failing to win a tennis tournament, a startup that goes broke, or overcooking the fish meant for dinner. Some failures are caused by mistakes, indeed, such as overcooking the fish, and some are caused by skill or training shortcomings. Maybe the tennis tournament qualifies. But others are the unavoidable and useful results of smart experiments. These, again, are intelligent failures. Insight number 3. Learning from failure is not as easy as it sounds. Learning from failure sounds pretty straightforward, right? Take a look, figure out what went wrong, and don't do that again. But as human beings, we're up against several worthy foes that challenge our ability to learn from the failures we experience, both in our personal lives and in our work. First, a spontaneous aversion to failure makes us reluctant to take a close look, to analyze them, to learn exactly what happened, to figure out how we contributed and what we can do better next time. Second, an erroneous belief that people learn more from success than from failure often makes us not even bother to try. Third, it's easy to stop with the most superficial analysis. For instance, you might simply resolve to try harder next time. And finally, our embarrassment about sharing our failures with others limits the ability of our families and our teams to learn from failure vicariously. Insight number 4. The most successful pilots of new products and services are riddled by failure. If you're in charge of a pilot to test a new innovation, it is tempting to want it to succeed with flying colors. It's tempting to do everything in your power to ensure that everything goes well, even if that means your test of the innovation is nowhere close to representative of real operating conditions. A telecommunications company I studied went through an embarrassing and expensive new service launch fiasco after a picture-perfect pilot of a new technology. You might say that the company's pilot failed by succeeding when it should have succeeded by failing. In other words, by not doing the work to discover the vulnerabilities that needed to be fixed before a full-scale launch, the pilot failed the company and its customers. Organizations need to create the incentives that motivate project leaders to ensure that enough is learned and enough is changed so that the launch of the innovation at scale is a soaring success. An effective pilot is riddled with the intelligent failures that generate the valuable information about what isn't quite ready for prime time. Insight number 5. The most successful people in every field have a healthy relationship with failure. Nobel Prize-winning scientists, elite athletes, and technology innovators, to name a few, fail more frequently, not less, than most people. Without their failures, their extraordinary successes would not have been possible. So what do these resilient game changers know that most people don't? It starts with their willingness to take smart risks, knowing full well that some of them will end in failure. They eschew comfort to pursue growth. They are relentlessly curious about what might be possible. And they have a bias for action. Truly, it's a bias for iteration. Instead of playing not to lose, they play to win. They are not engaging in the kind of failure that comes from not trying. They're not sloppy. They're willing to work hard to prevent the failures that can be prevented, but they're just as willing to stretch what's possible because they have made friends with failure and they're unusually able to glean its powerful lessons. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Amy. That was 5 big ideas from Right Kind of Wrong, The Science of Failing Well by Amy Edmondson. You might also like our book bite for The Power of Regret by Daniel Pink. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.